You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Okay, so today we're going to dive into the three reasons why you are not selling out your local events and what to do instead. So don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging. We are definitely going to talk about what to do instead. So this training is perfect for you today if you host any kind of local event for your business, whether that is classes, workshops, seminars, parties, pop-ups, retreats, fundraisers, like anything of the sort. I know some of you host events occasionally, like a few times a year, and some of you, like, events are a main revenue source for you. So we're going to talk about, for sure, like, selling out events for those of you that sell tickets, but also everything that I'm going to teach today also applies for those of you who do free events and you just want, like, more people to show up. So I'm going to cover some of the most common mistakes that I see local business owners making today when promoting their events on social media, just so you can, like, straight up avoid those. And then I'm going to share some really actionable, like, simple steps just to get more people seeing and knowing about your event without spending any money on ads. And we're going to talk about just how to get more people to show up, how to get people buying tickets and telling their friends about it, and really just, like, how to create excitement around your event. So the teaching portion today is going to last probably about, like, 30 minutes. I am going to keep it really short and compact and just full of actual strategy that you can take away. And then at the end, I'm also going to be making a really fun announcement about something that I'm going to add inside the Localpreneur Academy later this month, all about local events, if you're up for a little spoiler. But I'm going to talk about that at the end. If you have some extra time to stick around, I'm going to tell you about it then. So I see you guys coming on and saying hello. Hi, guys. So tell me hello in the chat. I like to know who's here. And if you're watching the replay, go ahead and type replay so I know you're here too. Sarah, Kelly, Carly, hello. I see you guys. Welcome. Let's see. It says not hearing anything. I think that's on my end. I think we're good. I think you guys can hear me. Hey, Leanne, what's up? Bianca? All right. So let me introduce myself really quickly. Hey, Terry. So I am Leslie Presnell. I'm a local marketing coach and a mindset coach. So I coach my clients, local small business owners from all over inside my program, the Localpreneur Academy. I'm also the host of the Grow Your Local Business podcast, and I'm the host of this Facebook group that we are all in. Hey, Natalie. So the main thing that I help my clients with is I help them market themselves locally so they can bring in more clients. So I help them grow their local followings on social media and reach more local people, become better known and more visible in their cities, creating content, selling. Ultimately, I help them become the local go-to in their industry. But what I know we're here to talk about today specifically is events and how to get people to come to your events. And listen, I know how much events work, like how much work events are, whether you are trying to get, like, 10 people to come or 1,000 people to come. Like, it takes a lot of work to plan and put together and promote. And you want all of that time and energy to be worth it. Like, you want people to show up, and I get it. So before I became a local marketing coach several years ago, I actually got my start as a blogger. So I started blogging back in 2010, so 14 years ago. And my blog was very local focused on my city in Baton Rouge. So all of my content was geared toward things to do here in Baton Rouge. It was on like cool people, cool places, other local businesses. And through my blog is really where I learned how to grow a local audience, create content that people cared about. That's where I learned how to sell. Like I sold products through my blog, but I also hosted local events, like a lot of events. I did networking events. I hosted socials, workshops, but I also partnered with a lot of other local businesses to do all sorts of events, like fitness classes, cookie decorating classes, floral arranging, canning, Reiki, sound healing, makeup classes, social media workshops, pub crawls. Like, I feel like you name it. Like, I feel like I've just done such a variety of events here. But I've even put on a few events that were really large scale events, like festivals, and even like larger shopping events that had like thousands of attendees. And one of them I actually still put on today. We have it coming up in a couple weeks. So needless to say, I've learned a lot about hosting events and getting people to come to events. I've been in the trenches and I started at zero. And I am not an event planner. Like, I knew nothing about putting on events whenever I started. However, what I've learned is that planning and promoting, marketing, and getting people to come to your events and ultimately like selling out your events is a skill that you can learn. Like, there is a process that you can follow. So like there were times very early on that I would host an event and no one would come. And I would just feel so embarrassed. I would feel all the emotions, all the failure. I would cry. And then I would just get right back up and go again. Like, has anyone here been in that situation where you just did all of this work and then just no one came? Like, I've been there. But then I think the difference is I would just go again. Like, I would just rep it out. It was like, how many events could I do? How many could I just get under my belt so I could just learn and get better? Because if there's one thing that I'm really passionate about, and chances are you are too if you're here, I'm really passionate about bringing experiences that people in my city get excited about. Like, I love the idea of creating something that someone else wants to leave their house for. Like, all of us bring something really special and unique to our cities. Like, most of you are in my world because you want to become the local go-to person in your industry. Like, you want to be known for something. You want people to think of you whenever they think of what you do. Like, you're here to make an impact in your city and especially in your clients' lives. So if you have an idea for an event where you can give your clients a certain result, a transformation, a shift, an experience, like even if it is just for fun, like I want you to follow through with that. And I want to make that easier for you to do that. Like, I was just so passionate about the events that I was hosting because I could see the future vision, like even through all the failures and flops, like I could see the future vision of being able to provide these experiences for my local people and for my clients. So I would just do the event and learn as much as I could about why would people come? Why wouldn't they come? Like, what made that event successful? Why was that one not successful? Like, what could I do better, differently, better or differently next time? How could I get more people to come? And what I realized is after doing so many is I was really just building myself this repeatable process to use over and over. And what I see a lot of business owners doing is when they want to bring events into their business or into their city, is they do an event one time, And when it doesn't go the way they want it, or when the amount of people don't show up, they walk away and they just say that events don't work for them. And what I want to say to you today is that events 100% can work for you. And there are likely just one or a few key reasons right now that your event isn't working, or it's not going the way you want it to, or that the people aren't coming the way you want them to. And it's likely one of the reasons that we're going to cover today. So your job today is to identify the reason or the reasons. And then I just want to encourage you to keep going, like try again and again and again, because if you're just willing to keep going, even if you don't get the result you want or the number of people showing up on your first attempt or even on the first few attempts, and you're just willing to learn and keep going, like you will be unstoppable. Like that's exactly what I did. And if I can go seriously from like no one showing up and crying on an empty ballroom floor, seriously, and having zero event experience, to now having like lines wrapped around the building, people waiting for hours to get in the door, and now having wait list twice as long as the spots I have, like you can do it too. Like I'm not special. I just kept going. I had no idea what I was doing either. Okay. And I'm just here. I'm here now to support you through all of it and hopefully to save you some time and headache with these three things today. So let's dive in. Jennifer said, I just booked two events and I'm terrified. You got it, Jennifer. We got you. So we're going to dive in. But I want to know first, for those of you that are here, tell me in the comments real quick, give me a one in the chat if you currently do host events, like you're selling them, you're hosting them, people are coming, like things are going well, you just want more people, like you want to make them even bigger. Give me a one if that's you. Give me a two if you've tried hosting local events, but they aren't as successful as you would like, and you want to work on improving them and getting more people, more visibility. Give me a three if you're thinking about hosting events. You have an idea, but you're worried about like the effort it takes and you want the time and energy and money that you put in to be worth it. So one, you feel good, but you want it to grow. Two, not quite there. You definitely see some room for improvement. Three, you just have ideas and you're a little nervous. Okay, we got a pretty good mixture. I see a mixture. Okay, Heather, one, Natalie, two, Megan, one. Yeah, okay, Susie, three. Sarah, currently starting to do craft markets. Okay, yeah, good mixture, perfect. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive in. So I told y'all there are three reasons right now why you're not selling out local events or getting the people coming in. So the first reason that you're not selling out local events is you are likely under promoting it. So this just means that you're not talking about the event enough. Like you're not posting about it enough. Your audience isn't seeing it enough. Other local people outside of your audience surely are definitely 100% not seeing it at all. Okay. So the event just isn't getting seen at the level it needs to get the number of people there that you want. So it's just a math problem. And what we know about math problems is they're solvable. All right. So the number one reason that I see that people are not selling out their event or not getting the number of people that they want attending is that people just don't know about their event. And it's not that people aren't interested in the event. It's not that they don't want to come. It's not that they don't like you. It's that they just don't know about it. Or it's that they saw your event in one Instagram post one time. They forgot about it. They never RSVP'd. They forgot to get their ticket and they just don't come. All right. So we underestimate the amount of times that we need to share about something or that people need to see something. There's some stat that people need to see something like 7 to 18 times before they buy. And when I'm working with my clients inside the Localpreneur Academy and we're trying to like troubleshoot, like, why are they not selling out their event at the rate they want? They are typically nowhere close to posting about their event that number of times. Like, let's say they have a class coming up. We'll go to look and they may have posted about it like 1 to 3 times. And they're questioning, why aren't people coming? And it really is just a visibility thing. Like, people just didn't see it. And even if you did post about it a couple times, even then such a very small percentage of your audience even saw that. That's why it's so important to post about it even more to guarantee that more people see it. You've just got to think about the people who did see it, the few posts that you do post. Chances are people are like half paying attention when they're even scrolling to begin with. Like, think about user behavior. Your ideal client is probably on the couch watching TV, half paying attention, one eye on their phone, one eye on the TV, or they're standing in line at Target, one eye on their kid, one eye on their phone, half paying attention, or they're in line, sitting in their car in the carpool line, half paying attention. So if you are posting about your event just a few times and they did happen to see it, just assume that they only half their brain even registered that event to begin with. So my question for you is, are you talking about your event at the level that you need to be? One thing I recommend is doing just a self audit here. You can go look at the last time you hosted an event and go count how many times you posted about it. I find this number is usually significantly low. So the solution here is very simple. You just promote your event more. Like, consider how many people you want to come and just ask yourself, is the number of posts or emails, wherever you're showing up online, is the amount of content that I'm putting out there, is it enough to bring people in? Why or why not? And am I willing to double it? Or possibly even triple it. And here's another way to kind of think about it. In the online space, we talk a lot about launching, right? And I know that's kind of a scary word. Don't be scared. But we talk about like launching a program or launching a product. And I kind of like to think about this with events too. Like, I like to think of all of my marketing efforts and all of my attention goes toward talking about this one event for a certain period of time, even if it's a small period of time. It's just a very focused period of time where all of my social media posts, all of my stories, all of my emails, like everything is just about this event. And maybe that is just for a week or a couple days or 2 weeks, whatever, until the event is sold out. Like, that's a good measurement of, did I do enough? That's how I know I'm done, right? That's how I know I talked about it enough, is I got the number of people that I wanted to buy. But I feel like if you can get into the mindset of launching this local event, it puts you in focus mode for a couple of weeks or a week or a couple of days of actually like promoting your event at the level that it truly requires to get the people there that you want, versus what I see a lot of people doing, which is only putting out a few posts here and there, kind of mixed in with their regular content. So it kind of just gets overlooked. So here's what I know is probably coming up for you though. Whenever I say that you need to talk about your event more and promote it more, I know two things probably come up. First, it's probably like, what? Like, I have to do more work and this instantly feels overwhelming. And the answer is no, not necessarily. Don't necessarily have to do more work. I'm going to give you a few actionable things to kind of cut back on that in just a second. And the second thing that comes up is like, oh no, the idea of like promoting myself more, putting myself out there, putting my event out there more definitely does not feel good. Like, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to bother people. I don't want to annoy people. I get it. So let's talk about both of these quickly. So let's first talk about how to promote your event more without creating more work for yourself. Okay. So first off, I'm a huge fan of repurposing. I teach an entire repurposing system inside the Localpreneur Academy. We're business owners. Like, we're working with our clients. We do not have time to be reinventing social media or recreating social media posts, reinventing the wheel every day, like creating content all day long. Like, we are not influencers. So what I recommend, create your social media post, like an original announcement post with all the details of your event. Like, get the basics in there, like the who, what, when, where, how they register, how they RSVP, how they buy their tickets, all of that. And then keep using that version over and over. You can just change it up a little bit. So, for example, maybe you just change up the first sentence. Maybe you just hook them in a different way each time. Maybe you highlight something different about the event in each post. Maybe you answer a different FAQ. Maybe you entice them with something exciting about the event. Like, just think, how can I make this easy on myself without having to start from scratch and rewrite all these social media posts? So let me give you a real example of how I do this for the shopping event that I literally have coming up next weekend here in Baton Rouge. So this is an event, we call it the Boutique Blowout Sale, and we get 30 to 40 local boutiques together. Everything is on sale for one day only. It's like this epic, huge sale. So what I do is I keep all the details the same, like everything they need to know, where it is, what time, like how to get tickets, like all of the details, everything they need to know, everything stays in the post. Okay. I just change the beginning of the caption, essentially, in every post. And I do that by maybe just starting the post by answering a different question. And then all the details are in the rest of the post. Or maybe I hype up something fun about the event and then all the details are there. So for example, like this week I posted a picture of some women with all of their shopping bags. And it just said like multiple trips to the car are encouraged. And then the rest of the caption went right back to all the details about the event, copy and pasted, right? And then I did another post that said, yes, there will be dressing rooms, because I know that's a question I get all the time. And then the rest of the caption was all the rest of the details, like join us this date, this time, get your tickets here, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Then another post was, do you have your VIP tickets? We still have a few left. And then the rest of the caption is all the same. Copy and paste it. Okay. So this is how I'm able to create so many social media posts with essentially the same content in a short period of time. And I do this because I want to give people as many chances to see and hear about the event as I can, because I know that my audience wants to come. Like, they love this event. So I want to make sure they can see it. So with that said, I know the other thing that comes up is, if I'm promoting my event this much, or even if I double the amount of times that I'm talking about it now, won't I come across as salesy? Will I be bothering people? And here's what I want to say quickly to that. Your people get the biggest transformation, the best result. They get what they want from you whenever you make them offers and whenever they buy something from you, whenever you sell them something. So in this case, with your event, they're going to get the best experience, the best result, the thing they want by attending your event. And anytime we're coming across as salesy or like we're being too much, it's just because we have accidentally directed our attention to the 90% of people who don't want what we have. Okay. So if your brain is screaming at you inside, telling you that you're being salesy, just let that be an indicator that you're just focusing on the wrong people. Because your best people, your ideal person, your best local client, they want what you have. Like they are so excited about this event. Like this event was made for them, right? Like every detail planned, every decision made about this event was for them. Of course they want to come. Of course they want to hear about it. They need you to keep reminding them so they can make sure they get their ticket. They're going to be disappointed when they see that it's sold out and they missed all the reminders or they missed their chance. Like I can't actually tell you how many times I have received messages of people thanking me or comments of people saying, oh, thanks for the reminder. So like your best people want to come. All right. So that is the first reason that you're not selling out your local events. They're just being underpromoted right now, which is totally fixable. So give me a one in the comments if you know that's a big reason for you, that you know that's something you need to work on, just promoting your events more. Drop a one in the comments. I know we're kind of delayed, so I'll give y'all a second. Oh, I'm not used to talking this much anymore. Yes, one, one, one. Got it. Yeah, that's a big one. Perfect. Yeah, I knew that was a big one. Okay, so number two, ready? The second reason that you are not selling out. This one piggybacks off the last one, but a big mistake that I see a lot of people making when they do start to promote their event more and they are creating more content around their event is they don't include enough details or they don't include all the details about the event in their post. So what happens is it leaves people not taking action to buy tickets or to RSVP or to show up. And it's just because they still have questions. Like there are gaps. They don't know things. So here's what needs to happen. Include all the basics in your post. So the who, the what, the where, like all the details of your event, everything they need to know, like the price, how to buy tickets. This is your call to action. This is very important. So let me give you an example of why this is such a big reason of why people don't buy. Let's pretend that you host cookie decorating classes. And you post your original announcement post, and it includes everything, like your date, time, location, the cookie class theme, the ticket price, how to buy tickets, like where to go. It includes everything that they would need. Then on your next post, you say something like, do you have your ticket to April's cookie class yet? See you next Thursday. Okay, now technically you're promoting the event more, but imagine if the person who saw that second post didn't see the original post. They wouldn't know what the cookie class was about. They wouldn't know where it was. They wouldn't know what time it was. They wouldn't know how much it was. They wouldn't know how to get tickets. There's no call to action. Like information is just missing. And I see this a lot, especially when I go in and like audit and troubleshoot with my clients. And what I hear a lot of people say is, well, I didn't include all of that in that post because it was in my original post, or I already said that, so I didn't include it, or I didn't put it there because it's on my website. They can just see it there. My best advice is to approach every single post as if it's going to be the only post they see about your event. So that means including all the details, everything they need to know in every post that you put out, and being very clear with your call to action in every single post. So I can't stress the call to action enough. Like, tell your people what to do next. Tell them how to RSVP. Tell them how to get tickets. Tell them how to get more information if they need it. Like, tell them how to take the next step to attend. Be very clear, very direct in every single post. What I think happens on our end as the business owner, I think sometimes we're just too close to the event and we just assume that people see everything that we do and we just assume they know all the details, and they don't. So this is just really good news though, and it reaffirms what we talked about in step one, because you can just say the same things over and over. We don't have to reinvent the wheel with every single promo post. Like, your life gets to be so much easier, right? So that's reason number two. You're just not leaving out key details in your post. People are missing information. They're not sure how to come. They're not sure what the event's all about. They don't know how to get tickets. They just need more info. So give me a two in the comments if you're noticing that that might be something you've done before. You're just leaving out some key info there for them. And you're going to start including all the details in every post as if that's the only post they're going to see. Natalie says two for sure. Yeah, good. And it's so easy. It just makes your life so much easier, right? Yes, twos rolling in. Perfect. Okay, number three. This is a fun one. So the third reason that I see that people aren't able to sell out their local events is because they're trying to promote their event on their own. So I'm actually a huge fan of collaboration. So inside my program, I have trainings on like growing your business, growing your audience through collaborations, but you can also do this with your events to get more exposure. So right now, the problem is you're trying to sell tickets or you're trying to promote the event on your own. So really, only your audience is seeing it. So we really want to get other people talking about your event too. So we want other attendees, like other people, other humans, pretty much everybody has social media platforms. Everybody has an Instagram. Everybody has a Facebook. Everybody coming to your event, they have friends. They have an audience too that you could reach, right? Other businesses have audiences. So I want to kind of break down each one of these and just give you some really like tangible things that you could do just for ideas. But I want to warn you, I don't want you to try to do all of these things at once. You can dabble with a few to get started. Okay. So I just want to give you a few things to play around with though. But I also want to say, like, just start with a brainstorm with yourself. Like, think of all the ways that you could get your attendees or other people talking about your event or sharing about your event. You may be able to come up with ideas that I wouldn't even think of. Okay. So here are some ideas for you. First off, I think giveaways are great. So could you give away tickets to get people commenting on your post and tagging friends in their posts? So now your followers, people who already know you, are now tagging their friends. This gets other people outside of your current audience seeing about your event. All right. So giveaways are great to reach people outside of you. You could even partner with another business to do a giveaway if you wanted to. All right. Now, sometimes too, just to keep it really simple here, a very simple call to action on your regular promotional post about your events will get people commenting and tagging their friends. I love to end my post just by saying, like, who's coming? Tag your friends who would love to come. So even with the shopping event that I have coming up in a couple weeks, I've been saying, like, tag your shopping buddy. And like, what's so crazy is like, people do it. People tag their friends. I think like when you're creating these experiences and these events that local people love to come to and that are truly so perfect for your ideal best clients, like they will be excited. They want to tell their friends. They want to tag their friends. They want to DM their friends. They want to text their friends and invite their friends to come. So two, if you're promoting your event and promoting it more and people start to see it more, they're going to naturally start to tag people and to send it to their friends. I truly think there is something to you just being more excited and you hyping up your event more. Like there's something about that that's contagious. Like people can feel that energy. They can feel your excitement. And also there's that element of local people wanting to support local businesses. So the more willing you are to be out there promoting your local event and sharing, your community will support you too. So there, don't underestimate the power of just asking your audience to share and including that as a call to action in your post, saying things like, are you coming? Tag a friend in your post who would love to come. Or please share to your stories if you know of other people who would love this event. I mean, it can be so simple, right? Don't underestimate the power of that, okay? Okay, so another way to get people talking about your event and to reach people outside of your current audience is to let the other local businesses participating in your event help you promote. So this could be possibly the venue, wherever you're hosting your event, ask them to share about it. Or if you have sponsors, or if you have speakers, if you have anyone else popping up or anyone else partnering or participating in any way, ask them to share about your event. Now, if you're thinking, well, I'm doing this event alone, there's no one else. Are there ways that you could get other businesses involved, even if it's in small ways? Like maybe you have other businesses donate something small for swag bags, or maybe you ask them to provide snacks or prizes, something for giveaways at the event. Maybe they provide their own marketing materials or freebies for your attendees. Like if the make sure your audiences are a good match, right? Or maybe even they can pop up somehow. But here's what I want to offer. Other business owners are just like you. They want to collaborate. They want to get their name out there. They want the visibility. They want to be invited. Like, think about you. You want to be invited. Like, you would love it if somebody asked you to participate, right? So think about flipping that script. I see so many people are so nervous to ask other businesses to get involved. Trust me, they want to be invited. They want to be asked to do something. And y'all are so much stronger together. You're stronger when you can share your audiences and these opportunities together. Okay. So don't underestimate the power of collaborating either. Okay. Another way to get other people talking about and sharing your event is if you could partner with local influencers. Maybe you invite a local influencer to come to your event, give them a free ticket in exchange for them posting about it on their social media. And also, there's local media, there's local news, TV, radio, magazines, local blogs, Facebook groups, local websites, local guides. All of these places are things that you can submit your event to. All of this is free advertising. Local media, blogs, TV, radio, magazines, blogs, like all of these people, outlets, they need things to cover. In a previous life, many years ago, I was in journalism. I worked for newspapers and magazines. I have been the girl who needed story ideas and things to cover every week. I still have friends in journalism. Trust me, you are helping your local media when you reach out to them with events and story ideas. And why not you? Like, remember, you're making an impact in your city. Like, you are creating experiences for your local people. You are making your city a better place. Like, of course, local media, influencers, bloggers, websites, of course they want to feature you and your event. Like, why not? All right. So that is reason number three. Those are just a few ideas I had. Remember, pick one. Don't try to do all of those at once. But that's reason number three, is that you're trying to promote your event alone. Instead, try to get someone else to partner with, to collaborate with, so you reach other people beyond just your audience. So give me a three in the comments if you know that's something that you need to work into, even if you start small with that one. All right. Yes. Okay. I see some threes. Okay. So let's recap these quickly. The three reasons you're not selling out your events. Number one, you're under-promoting. Number two, you're leaving out important details. You're assuming your people know all the details. You're not including everything they need to know in every post. And number three, you're trying to promote your event alone. So that is the end of the training. I did tell you that I have something exciting to share at the end, something that I'm adding into the Localpreneur Academy this month. If you have a minute to stick around, I'm going to share. But real quick, for any of you that are new to me and my work, the Localpreneur Academy is my coaching program, where you grow your local business, you reach more people who live in your city, and you bring in more clients. So this is the program that just takes the guesswork out of marketing yourself locally. So that really means like no more having to Google like how to reach more people in your city, no more having to piece together like everything you see on Instagram and save all these bazillion reels and try to figure it all out. No more downloading a million freebies and posting and still reaching people all over the world instead of people right down the street. Like, I've got you covered. Like, it's all there step by step. It's exactly what has worked for me to grow my own local business. And now for over 100 of my clients at this point, it's how to stand out in your city, how to get people to know about you, how to meet more local people, how to grow your local following, how to create content that people care about. I call it local go-to content. How to sell and convert your followers into real clients. Everything you need to market and grow your local business. So whenever you join the Localpreneur Academy, you get instant access to the entire course. You get weekly face-to-face business coaching calls, and you get access to our Facebook community. We also have ongoing monthly workshop and challenges that deep dive into specific areas to help you grow as the business owner, like time management, following through, getting things done, your self-confidence on social media, so on. And one thing that I'm really excited to add this April is this new system to sell out your local events. So this system is going to break down your events and marketing your events into three simple steps. So the planning, the promoting, and the evaluating. So the planning phase is going to be where you're going to backwards plan all of your marketing for your event with the result you want in mind, like how many people you want to come. So this is where you're going to get everything all mapped out. You're going to be organized. You're going to have a checklist. You're going to have a timeline. It will be visible, tangible. You'll see it. You'll have the belief that it's going to work. Like it'll feel done. It will feel simple and doable. Then the promoting phase is really the execution phase. Like this is going to be where you're actually going to follow through. This is where you're going to be actively promoting and marketing your event. This is where you're going to be selling it out, selling your tickets or getting people to RSVP and show up. So you're going to be working smarter, not harder during this phase. This is where you're going to really learn to repurpose, like we talked about. One thing we didn't talk about was like the graphic side of things, but you're going to learn how to turn like one Canva graphic into multiples. You're also going to get my templates to reach out to local media, to influencers, to business owners for collaborations, if that's something you want to do. So you're going to get my entire blueprint to market your event. So again, we keep it very simple, doable. And then the third step after your event, this is where you're going to evaluate. And this is truly one of the most important pieces and the most overlooked step. And I even consider this like pre-prep for your next event. Like this is where you're going to learn how to look at all of your marketing for your event, the results you got, and you're going to know how, like what worked really well. So you know what you're going to continue to do more of next time, what didn't work. So you can just stop doing that. And then what you're going to do differently. So you can get more people to come next time. Plus you're going to have my eyes on your marketing and your event and our entire community. So you don't have to troubleshoot any of this alone. Like to me, this part is invaluable. Like this third step is truly how you guarantee that you start to sell out your events. For those of you that listen to my podcast, I mentioned last week on my podcast, one of my clients who just joined the Localpreneur Academy, she just dove right in and she hosted her very first pop-up. And she said that she spent over 6 hours planning for this pop-up and only two people came and she made $67. And she said that she just felt like really discouraged, disappointed, and that all the time and energy that she had put in like didn't feel worth it to her. But I told her, I was like this is not the time to let this very first fail stop you. Like you just didn't get the result that you wanted on this attempt. And really the purpose of a first event is to just get your feet wet, learn as much as you can, so you can be better for your next event. And I told her, I was like, what you learn and implement from this event is what's going to take this $67 and ultimately like everything you learn and evaluate and tweak with this process, with my help, with the community's help, like everything you do is going to take this $67 and ultimately like 10x, 20x, 50x, 100x that over future events. Like this 6 hours of work is going to pay off in ways that like she can't even imagine on events down the road. So like this first event, sure, cool, we'll say it was a fail, but it's going to have such a return on her investment in the future as long as she keeps going. So for her, for my clients in the program, for you, if you join us, like this three-step system is being added into the program this month to help you plan, promote, and evaluate your events so you can sell them out and so you can make selling out inevitable. So we're going to kick this off with an interactive workshop on Thursday, April 18th. I was about to say August. We are not that far into the year. April 18th. This is going to be for members only inside the program. So I'm going to introduce the three steps. We're going to talk about what makes your events irresistible and really exciting for people to show up to. I always say, like, what are people going to put on real pants and leave their house for? So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to show examples of my own marketing for my events, and I'm going to share my back-end planning. I have a few other mistakes to avoid. And we're going to have the opportunity to talk about your events, to do some brainstorming, to even do troubleshooting for events that you may have hosted in the past. So this is going to be a very interactive workshop. We'll all be on Zoom together. And at that point, you're going to have access to the three-step system and to the workbook. And then it's going to live in the program forever. So you can have sold out events, you can have more revenue, and you can have these experiences that locals get excited about. And you can have something that in your community that you're truly known for. And I think more importantly for you too, like having this system and this repeatable process that just can keep bringing in recurring revenue into your business. All right. Okay, guys. So we're going to wrap it up here. I do want to invite you to come join us inside the Localpreneur Academy. It is lifetime access. It is a one-time investment of $2,000. You get lifetime access to the entire program. You get weekly business coaching calls face-to-face. You get me as your coach and mentor for life. So you're always supported. You always have someone in your corner. You always have an extra set of eyes on your business and now on your events. So you have two options right now. You can come join us straight away and get instant access to the entire program. You could be on our coaching calls this Thursday. I will drop the link in the chat for you. Let's see if I can do this. This will bring you straight to the sales page. You can read all about it, see everything that is included, everything you'll learn, results that are possible. And the second option, if you have questions about the program, if it can work for you, if you're a good fit, if you know you just want to talk to me before you join to help you make that decision, if you want to know what all we'll do together, then let's just hop on a consult call too. That is an option totally available to you. I will also drop that link that is posting. So listen, what we do on a consult, you'll just schedule a time that works for you either this week or next week. And what we'll do, we'll just hop on the call and I'll just ask you questions about everything you're doing now to market yourself. We'll look at what's working, what's not working. And I'll tell you exactly what we'll do inside the Localpreneur Academy to help you. We will put together an action plan so you come into the program knowing exactly what you're focusing on. Okay. So those are your two options. If you want to continue working together, come in straight away, book a consult, and we can chat more. All right, guys. So reach out if you have any questions. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, the Localpreneur Academy. This is the only program for small business owners who want to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.